Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt to talk about the weather spotting that the Marion County Sheriff's Office does during severe weather. What are some things that the Marion County Sheriff's Office does when there is severe weather threats to Marion County?
Well, obviously, when we have storm spotters, we rely heavily on storm spotters, I mean, both volunteer and even our deputies. So if severe weather is coming into the county, a lot of times, whether it be reserves or full-time deputies, we'll put them out, I mean, in high areas. If it's, let's say, the storm's coming from the west, in those areas where they can see the storm approaching. The more eyes that we have, the more people that are looking for, whether it be developing funnel clouds or severe thunderstorms coming in, the better off we are.
Now, what are some of the things that your officers look for when it comes to trying to spot? What exactly does spotting do?
Well, spotting, I mean, anybody that's, I guess, seen a storm coming in, you can kind of see that wall that's coming in across, I mean, with the heavy rain, different things that are there. What we're looking for is any circulation, I mean, in those clouds, where the wind is starting to move, where it's starting to form a funnel cloud situation. I mean, on those fronts, when they start to meet, you can see that rotation with those clouds and where it's there. The sooner we know that, I mean, along with Doppler and everything else, the sooner we can get the word out to the residents for their safety.
Now, how difficult is it to do that at night?
It's very difficult. Night is one of those times that, I mean, you're relying on technology a lot more than the eyesight type of things. It's something that if it's pitch black out or even in heavy, heavy rain, there's times that a spotter isn't able to see that coming in. That's at the times when we rely on modern technology and the weathermen and different things to help us out.
Now, some of the other things that you guys have to be on the lookout for, I'm assuming also, are flash floods, and that's something that you have to be aware of as well, isn't it?
Most definitely. I mean, anytime when we have those real, real heavy rains, that small creek that normally you have no issues with, I mean, if you get 8 to 10 inches of rain in a very short period of time, they become very treacherous. So on flash flood warnings, we're trying to warn those people downstream quick enough to let them know to take safety.
What is some advice that you want to give to our listeners to make sure that they're prepared when severe weather does strike?
Well, even speaking on the flooding side of things there, don't drive through standing water. That's quite often, or we'll have individuals that they'll start into an area and think, it's only 3, 4, or 5 inches deep across the road. Well, what they don't know is if that road's been washed out somewhere and they think that it's 3, 4, or 5 inches, and actually it's 4 foot. I mean, so don't drive through the standing water. Other safety things, take cover. In today's day and age, everybody wants to kind of know what's going on. If KNIA, KRLS is saying, hey, you need to get into a basement right now, you're getting that information from us, the weather service, different people. So they need to be taking cover. Don't be, I mean, thinking, it's not that bad or whatever, and go for a ride.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.